ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. ఆడియో వీడియో హవార్దే ఆడియో వీడియో ఇస్ ఓకే ఓకే గుడ్ థ్యాంక్ యూ. So in the last webinar, we completed the third chapter of Kyana Upanishad, through which the Upanishad conveyed the same idea conveyed in the first two chapters through a story, only symbolically presented. And in that story, Indra got self-knowledge after acquiring the necessary qualifications, the main ones being bhakti and amanitvam. Through the help of Umadevi, Umadevi is actually Shastram. Through the story, we know that one needs the eligibility and also Shastram for self-knowledge. And Indra got so much of glory after self-knowledge. Therefore, the glory belongs to the self-knowledge, the Jnanam, and not to Indra himself. And after glorifying the Brahma Vidya in the first few mantras, the Upanishad will talk about the sadhanas in the fourth chapter, which the Upanishad has not mentioned till now. So it talked about Jnana Yoga only in the first three chapters. And since Jnana Yoga needs a qualified mind, a prepared mind, and so if I don't have a qualified mind, then the Upanishad will not work for me. For example, Naham Manye Suvedeti Nona Vedeti Vedacha. If you read that sentence, it won't make much sense to us. I know Brahman, not that I know I don't know. All these quibbling words, statements, they will be intimately meaningful only if I have a subtle intellect. So for the qualified, unqualified student, the Upanishad reassures to give a method of making the mind subtle. So Brahma Vidya by itself is neither easy nor difficult. Whether it is easy or difficult depends on the state of preparation of the student. For a prepared mind, Brahma Vidya is the easiest. For an unprepared mind, Brahma Vidya is toughest. That is why in the scriptures itself, both statements are there. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, if you take, Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitramidamuttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartumavyayam. Krishna says Susukam Kartumavyayam. Self-knowledge is the easiest. But what does Kathopanishad says? Shurasyadha Ranishita Duratyaya Durgam Patastat Kavayo Badanti. That is, self-knowledge is like walking on racers yet following that. Very, very difficult. So, what am I to understand from these two statements? If you are prepared, it is easy. If one is not prepared, it is going to be very difficult. So, what should I do if I am not prepared? There is no choice except to go and prepare. Don't say, I will go to Bhakti Yoga, you know, which is easy. All those things, you know, one should not say after coming to Vedanta. There is no question of an easy method. There is no other path. Nanya Panta Ayanaya Vidyate. There is no other path to moksha except through Jnanam. So Jnana Yoga is the only path according to Vedanta. So prepare and get qualified. And for preparation, two types of sadhanas are prescribed here. Karma Yoga and then Upasana. Which will be talked about in the fourth chapter, Upasana and Karma Yoga. Not as a means to liberation, but as a means for preparation of the mind. And along with them, the Upanishad talks about a life of values, morality, ethics, like satyam and all that. So after preparation, one should go back to the first two chapters. Then in the first attempt, if somebody has not got the information, Brahma Vidya, then he can make another attempt. And if it is not working after the second attempt, also keep repeating it. As the qualification gets refined, the impact of Vedanta also becomes clearer. So, glorification of Brahma Vidya, Karma Yoga, Upasana, Daivi Sampat, Daivi Sampat are the values. They are all the topics of the fourth chapter. So, with this background, now let us get into the fourth chapter, first mantra. Sa Brahmeti Hovacha Brahmano va etad vijaye mahi yadvamiti tato haiva vidanchakara brahmeti. So at the end of the story, in the third chapter, Indra has been converted to a Sishya and Umadevi came as the Guru. So Umadevi Parvati, so Indra Parvati Samvadaha, the discussion took place. Sa means Umadevi, Brahma iti hovacha. She pointed out that the Yakshas was none other than Brahman. The only difference is what? The original Brahman is Nirgunam Brahma, but to teach a lesson, it took the form of Sagunam Brahma or Maya Sahitam Brahma. All this we said in the last class. So, Yaksha is Brahman only. Itiha uvacha Parvati Devi Indraya, to Indra, and said, you have no right to claim any glory for the victory. It belongs to Brahman. Parvati says, Brahmanaha va etat vijaye, the victory. It really belongs to Brahman. Which Brahman is what? Again, definition, first chapter. Shrotrasya Shrotram of the first chapter, and also from the third chapter, which is the burning power of Agni, the lifting power of Vayu, they are all nothing but Brahman. But what mistake you committed? Mahiyadvam, you were glorified. Even though it belonged to Brahman, all the people glorified you, to Indra. So let the society commit the mistake and glorify the wrong person, doesn't matter. But at least you should have known the truth and offer that glory to the Lord only mentally. Yadyad vibhuti matsatvam srimad urjitam evava tatta deva avagachatvam mama tejomsa sambhavam. That's what Krishna said. Krishna in the vibhuti yoga, whatever glory one enjoys, they all belong to me, hand over them to me. It belongs to me. But you claimed the mahima, mahiyadvam iti, sa uvacha. Thus Parvati Devi, she taught Indra. And tataha, from that Uma Upadeshat, from that the Upadesha of teaching of Uma Devi or Saraswati Devi, actually Parvati, Saraswati, they are all same only. In Lalitasahasranam also, there, you know, there are names. Saraswati Shastramayim Guhamba Guhya Rupini Sarvopadivinir Mukta Sadashiva Pativrata. One name of Parvati is Saraswati, who is Shastramayi, embodiment of all Shastras. So Shankaracharya, he writes in his commentary, Shastramayi Saraswati Brahma Vidya Rupini. That is how he gives the definition. So from that Saraswati Upadesha, Eva Vidanchakara, that Eva, that is important. From that Parvati alone, Eva, Indra knew. That means what? Guru Upadesha is very, very essential, very important for self-knowledge. Krishna tells in the fourth chapter, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Gain self-knowledge from a guru only. In Mundaka Upanishad also we have seen this earlier. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigachet. Guru is not an option. Guru is compulsory for Brahma Vidya. Upanishad itself says, tatoha eva. Only from that guru Indra got this knowledge. When Indra himself requires a guru, what to talk about people like us? So Vidanchakara, Indra knew. What did he know? Brahma iti. This Yaksha, that was of the third chapter, was none other than Brahman. So Indra becomes a jnani. And what happened then after he became a jnani? Mantra 4.2, let us read. Tasmadva yete devaha Atitaramiva anyan devan yadagnirvayurindraha tehenannedishtampasparshuho tehenat prathamovidanchakara brahmeti. So now Brahma Vidya Mahima is going to be talked about now. So the Upanishad means the following. So there is a development. which is not actually given in the Upanishads, we should imagine, we should supply. What is that? Indra got self-knowledge. So he came back to the Deva's camp. Agni, Vayu and all, they rushed to him to see whether Indra could find out what that Yaksha was, because they both were failed, you know, defeated. So Indra said to them, he could find out, and he teaches them whatever he was taught by Umadevi, and consequently Agni and Vayu, they also become jnanis, taught by Indra. So now we have three jnanis, Agni, Vayu and Indra, and they are all then superior to all other devas. Since they have two virtues, what are the two virtues? They could meet Yaksha, others could not, they could meet Yaksha, which, and Indra met briefly though, but the other two even could have a conversation. And these three, second thing is, these three alone got the knowledge of Brahman before all other devatas. So Yaksha Samvadaha and Yaksha Jnanam are unique to both Indra, Agni and Vayu. And because of these two reasons, you know, they two became the more glorious among the other gods. And that is what is said here. We will see the middle part of the mantra first. Agnihi Vayuhu Indraha Te. Those three gods, namely Agni, Vayu and Indra, Yenath Nedishtam Pasparshuho. Yenath means here Yakshaha. These three contacted the Yaksha closely, Nedishtam, very closely. Pasparshuho means they contacted. So Agni and Vayu had a contact and conversation also. Indra went near, but no conversation because the Yaksha disappeared. So he went near, approached closely. So Nedishtam Pasparshuho. And Te Henath Prathamaha Vidanchakara. These three knew Yaksha first as Brahman. Yenath means again Yaksha, Vidanchakara, Brahma Iti. First year means what? Even before all the other gods could know, they knew first. Because later Yamadharmaraja also came to know. Because in Kathopanishad, the Guru is Yamadharmaraja. He teaches Nachiketas. Because of these two glories, namely Yaksha Sambandha and Yaksha Jnanam. Now if you go to the first line, Tasmat. Because of these two unique qualities, glories, Yete Devaha Atitaramiva. These three gods, they excelled. Atitaramiva. They became superior. Iva means Eva. Atitaram Iva. Iva means Eva. Atitaram Eva. Certainly superior. To whom? Anyan Devan. Superior to all other gods. So what do we understand now? These three devatas are superior because of their knowledge and self-knowledge. And so superiority belongs to what? To the knowledge only. And therefore, Brahma Vidya makes a human being a superior human being among all other humans. So through knowledge, one becomes Manushya Shreshtaha. So as they become superior among devas, a person, a human being who gets this knowledge, he becomes Manushya Shreshtaha. Mantra 4.3. Tasmadva Indraha Atitaramiva Anyan Devan Sahyenate Nedishtam Pasparsham Sahyenate Pratamo Vitanjakara Prameti. So in the previous mantra, it was said that these three gods are superior to all other gods. And now we will find out among these three gods themselves who is superior. Among these three, Indra alone will be superior because only Indra got the knowledge of Yaksha first directly from Umadevi. So Upanishad says Indra is the greatest among gods. And now if you look at the middle portion of the shloka, Sa hi yenath nedishtam pasparsha. Indraha hi, Indra alone closely contacted Yaksha, Yenath means Yaksham, Nedishtam very closely, Pasparsha, contacted. Not only Indra contacted, Sahi Yenath Prathamaha Vidanchakara Brahma Iti. Indra alone knew this Yaksha first, even before Agni and Vayu. And how did he know? This Yaksha is none other than Brahman. And what is the result of this knowledge? Now if you go to the first line, Tasmat, because of this extra glory of Indra, Indraha Atitaramiva, Indra is certainly superior. In fact, the superior most compared to Anyan Devan, all other gods, including Agni and Vayu. Therefore, Brahmajnanat Indraha Mahatmyam Praptavan Tasmat. So, Brahmajnanam Uttamajnanam. It is the superior most knowledge. Indra got glory through this knowledge, and therefore this self-knowledge is the greatest knowledge among all other knowledge. That's the glory of Brahma Vidya. Mantra 4. Tasyaisha adeshaha yate dadvidyutaha vidyutatada itin nemimishadha ityadi daivatam. So here some upasanas are given. With the previous mantra, the Brahma Vidya glorification is concluded. By glorifying Indra, the Upanishad really glorified indirectly Brahma Vidya itself, because Indra's glory is because of this knowledge. Now, from this mantra, we get the sadhanas. What are the sadhanas? And we said there are three levels, namely karma, upasana, and values. And of these three, first the Upanishad talks about upasanas. And the Upanishad talks about four different upasanas in this portion, up to mantra 6, 4th, 5th and 6th mantras are upasanas. Upasana means here saguna upasana, saguna brahma dhyanam. Upasana cannot be understood. Saguna brahma dhyanam, meditation upon saguna brahma. And the Upanishad talks about four upasanas, of which two are adi daiva upasanas, and one Adhyatma Upasana and one Guna Vishishta Upasana. We will explain all of them. Adi Daiva Upasana is meditation upon Brahman as Ishwaraha, upon the external symbol or Alambanam. Alambanam means symbol. So you have some symbol and then meditate upon that symbol as Ishwara. And Adi Daiva Upasana is meditating upon that Brahman as Ishwara. And Adhyatma Upasana is meditating upon the Lord, upon our own body or part of the body as a symbol. That is, invoke the Lord upon your own body. In fact, every Anganyasa, Karanyasa, Angushta, Bhyam Namaha, Tarjuni, Bhyam Namaha, all that we say, in that we only invoke various aspects of the divinity in the body. So, in the Adhyatmika Upasana, the subject itself becomes the Lord with a particular, becomes a symbol. And in the third Upasana, the Guna Vishishta Upasana, it meditates upon the Lord with a particular Guna or glory. And in all these Upasanas, the Upanishad keeps the story in the background, the story which we just read, the third chapter story. So in the story, we found that Yaksha the Lord, the Sagunam Brahma, the Lord, appeared very briefly. Agni, Vayu, they were not able to do anything. So Yaksha, after Indra comes, Yaksha disappears. All these things, they happen very quickly. Therefore, what is the uniqueness of this story? Lord appeared very briefly. He was very brilliant and he was very attractive. The attention of these devatas were drawn. In fact, Krishna, the name of Krishna is derived from the root Krish. Krish means to draw, to attract. Karshati iti Krishnaha, the one who draws attention of everyone. Not only because of his physical beauty, he is adharam maduram, vadanam maduram, all those things we know. He is physically very beautiful. But also because of his philosophical nature, Ananda Swarupatvat. So also, he is attractive. So this Yaksha also was Manoharaha. Manaha Harati iti Manoharaha. Therefore, Yaksha was Manoharaha, Prakasha Swarupaha, and Kshanikaha. He appears very briefly and disappears. So Kshanikatvam, Manoharatvam, and Prakasha Rupatvam, they are all unique nature of this Yaksha, of this Lord in this story. So, keeping that in mind, the upasanas are prescribed. Because whatever upase devata we have, the upasana should be in conformity with that upase devata. And in this fourth mantra, two upasanas are prescribed. One is the lightning upasana. Lightning upasana means not like, it is a upasana on lightning. That is, lightning is chosen to symbolize the Yaksha as Ishvara because of their common features. What is common between, you know, lightning and Yaksha? Only in our religion, anything can be a symbol for the Lord. For example, rivers can be symbol, cow can be symbol, tree can be symbol, elephant can be symbol, even lightning can be a symbol of God. And because lightning is an external thing and it is a natural force, it is called Adi Deva Upasana. So if you look at the first portion of the mantra, Tasya Eshaha Adeshaha. This is the comparative teaching, Adeshaha, Upama Upadeshaha, comparative teaching. We compare so that we can practice meditation of Tasya, of that Yaksha. So Yat Tat Vidyutaha Vidyutate. This Yaksha is like the flash of lightning. Vidyutaha means lightning. Vidyutate means flash. In what sense? Now we have to remember the three aspects. Swayam Prakashatvam, Manoharatvam and Kshanikatvam. Vidyutada, there is a number 3. If you read the text, there is a number 3 written next to the Vidyutada. The number 3 means that the A should be elongated for a duration of 3 matras. The time taken for the utterance of a vowel, this is called one matra, A. If you say it is one matra time. And if you say it longer, that is 2 matras, A. And if it is written 3 means, then it is pronounced for 3 matras. So the elongation of the vowel 3 times, 3 matras and more, this is called Plutam. Longer than the long A. So 2 units is called, if you elongate it for 2 units, it is Dirgam. If it is 1 unit as it is called Hraswam. So Hraswa, Dirga and Plutam. Then what is the significance of the Plutam here? Why it should be elongated? It will have significance depending upon the context. Here Shankaracharya writes, the Plutam indicates comparison. That is, A means comparison between Yaksha and Vidyut. Vidyut means lightning. So this is lightning meditation. So number one, and the second meditation, this is the first meditation in the Adi Devam. In that meditation, we said there are 2 meditations. First meditation is the lightning meditation. That is, focus, meditate upon the lightning. And the second meditation is winking meditation. Winking of the eyes. Winking means closing and opening of the eyes. It's called Nimeshaha. Unmesha Nimishotpanna Vipanna Bhuvanavali in Lalita Sahasranamam. And there is in Saundarya Lahari also, there is another shloka. Nimishon Meshabhyam Pralayam Udayam Yati Jagati. In Saundarya Lahari also. So on that winking, we should meditate upon the Yaksha. And why this meditation? In winking also, what happens? Exactly as what happens in lightning. How can we understand that? For example, in darkness, when lightning strikes, the whole place becomes visible. Then the lightning, when it goes away, the whole place is immersed in darkness again. So it was darkness before, then there was a brief brightness, and again darkness comes back. Now, if you try to wink your eyes, what happens? When you close the eyes, it leads to darkness. When you open the eyes, it leads to brightness. Again close, darkness. The only difference is what? Light of the world does not come from lightning, but it comes from our own eyes. We don't generally think of our eye as a light. When we say light, we generally think of what? We think of a tube light, electric bulb, sun, moon, all those things only as lights. We don't know the value of eye as light at all, to be honest. For example, if you consider a blind person, even if sun, moon and even the most powerful light was on, the whole world is dark only for him because he is blind. Therefore, the Nimeshanam of the eye is taken as a symbol. So the Upanishad says, Nyami Mishad A. Again, that A elongated. Winking again. A again means what? Comparison. So Nyami Mishad A is like winking of the eyes, which spreads light all over. So in both, one sees the world alone in lightning upasana and winking upasana. Both sees the world alone. In the lightning upasana, the world is bathed in the light of the lightning. In the winking upasana, the world is bathed in the light of our own eyes. Iti, adi, daivam, daivatam. Both of these meditations, they come under adi, daivata, upasana. Because in both, we look at the external world only, either illumined by the lightning or by one's own eyes. So, of the four upasanas, two are over. The adi, daiva upasanas, both of them are over. Now, we will go to the next third upasana, that is called adhyatma upasana, where we will take something within ourselves, which is chosen in such a way that it should also briefly appear and disappear. The excess briefly appeared and disappeared. Lightning briefly appears and disappears. Winking appears and disappears. And this, whatever we take within us as the comparison, that would also be like that. And it should be bright, the brilliance of yaksha. And what could be that in a person, which comes very briefly, which is very brightly, and it also disappears quickly? That is our own thoughts, which is taken as a symbol for yaksha. Our own thoughts are taken as a symbol for yaksha. And that since the thought belongs to an individual, it is called adhyatma upasana. Now that upasana is described in the next mantra. Let us read. Athadhyatmam yate dat gacchati vacha manaha anena chaitad upasmarati abhikshnagam sankalpaha. So we will see some details before we go into the actual mantra itself, because this is a very subtle mantra. I hope we will be all together till I finish this. This is a thought meditation. That is, every meditation is a thought only. But here, the meditation is thought, and the meditation is upon the very thought itself. Look at that. Meditation is upon the very thought itself. Why? The thought is also kshanikam. It changes so violently, so quickly, without any connection. For example, suddenly in the middle of the class, the thought goes elsewhere. And we cannot contain it. It appears and it disappears. And every thought, it illumines a corresponding object, like lightning or yaksha of the story. So, for example, when you hear my words, your mind should form a relevant shabda vritti. Vritti means a thought. A thought based on the sound, the words I say. And that thought is compared to yaksha of the story. So, the Upanishad says, it is a subtle upasana. It says every thought is going near or contacts Brahman as it were. Now imagine every thought is going near, like Agni going near, Vayu going near. So every thought of ours is going near or contacting Brahman as it were. Not only they contact Brahman, every thought is as though, what they are? As though every thought is as though revealing Brahman. Not only they contact, they reveal Brahman. How? Because we know Brahman is in the form of what? Chaitanyam or consciousness. Consciousness principle in the mind. And every thought is capable of reflecting the consciousness. All this reflected consciousness, original consciousness, they are all fundamental learning from Tattva Bodha. So I am just using those words. Just like a mirror, there is an original image. For example, there is a sunlight, there is a mirror, there is a reflected light. So this reflected consciousness, that in the thought, which is called Chidabhasaha. In Vedanta, we have called this reflected consciousness as Chidabhasa or Pratibimba Chaitanyam, the reflected Chaitanyam. Since the thought forms reflected consciousness, we can say thought is contacting Brahman. Since the thought forms reflected consciousness, we can say thought is contacting Brahman. Not only that, thought also indirectly reveals Brahman by forming a reflection. Where there could be a reflection? Only when there is an original image. So when there is a reflection, that means it reveals the original image, which is Brahman. So thought helps in our recognition of Brahman as it were. This is a very subtle idea, which has to be carefully understood. For instance, if I take my hand, this hand and light example we have seen many times. We can say that the hand is illumined by the light. That is statement number one. I can also say that the light is manifested by the hand. The first statement is called Prakashanam. And the second statement in called Vedanta, Abhivyaktihi. The hand helps in the manifestation of the light. And the light helps in the illumination of the hand. And if you take this mantra, in place of light, we have consciousness. And in place of hand, we have our thoughts. So every thought is illumined by the consciousness. And the consciousness becomes manifest due to thought. So thought helps in the manifestation of consciousness. And so thought reveals consciousness as it were. Thought helps in the manifestation of consciousness. And so thought reveals consciousness as it were. That is why when the person is in coma, let us say, he is in coma. Because the thoughts are not there, what happens? The consciousness, is it absent or unmanifest? It is not absent. It is unmanifest. But what do we normally say? The person is unconsciousness. Consciousness is present, but not manifest. Because the mind is not functioning or manifesting. In fact, even in the inert table, this table, consciousness is there, but it cannot manifest. The table cannot manifest consciousness. So when we say something is jadavastu, what it means? Where the consciousness is unmanifest. We are all conscious because consciousness is unmanifest. Our body medium has the ability to manifest consciousness. Why it is manifest? Because of thoughts also. Our thoughts. Therefore, thoughts reveal consciousness. And now if you look at the mantra, Yatetat gacchetiva cha manaha. Mind goes to Brahman. Gacchati iva. Mind goes to Brahman as if, as it were. That means it contacts. Contacts the Brahman. Brahman. So like Agni, Vayu, Indra, they all contacted Yaksha. Same way mind also, the thoughts. Mind here thoughts. Anena cha upasmarati. A person remembers Brahman through the mind. Because the mind helps in revealing Brahman. And not only a person remembers Brahman through the thoughts, abhishnam, abhishnagum, sankalpaha. The person visualizes Brahman through every thoughts as it were. Because whenever I contact a thought, I am also contacting Brahman. Just like when I look at every person here in the room or wherever it is, simultaneously I also contact what? I also contact the light in every one of them. But generally what happens? I only notice the people. I don't notice the light because of which all of them are known. Therefore, everyone is meditating on Brahman whether he likes it or not. Why? Through every thought, one contacts Brahman only, knowingly or unknowingly. So, abhikshnagum sankalpaha, abhikshnam means repeatedly. So, repeatedly, a person contacts Brahman through thoughts. And therefore, thought can be taken for Brahman upasana or yaksha upasana. And thought is also brilliant, like yaksha. Because every thought reveals the external world. In fact, during sleep, the world is not revealed. Why? Because no thoughts. So when thoughts are there, world is revealed. When they are not there, world is not revealed. Therefore, thoughts are, they are all brilliant entities like yaksha. They appear, they illumine, they disappear. Therefore, meditate upon your thoughts. Therefore, adhyatma upasana is mind or thought meditation. It is very subtle. He says, atha adhyatmam. This thought meditation is adhyatma upasana. With this, the third meditation is also over. Now let us go to the fourth meditation in the next shloka.
Tadda tadvanam nama tadvanamiti upasitavyam saya etadevam veda
அபிஹைனகம் சர்வாணி பூதானி சம்வாஞ்சந்தி. ஸோ த்ரீ உபாசனாஸ் ஆர் ஓவர், வித்யுத் உபாசனா, நிமேஷ உபாசனா அண்ட் மன உபாசனா ஆர் தாட் உபாசனா. ஸோ டூ அதிதெய்வம், ஒன் அத்யாத்மம். நவ் வி என்டர் டு த ஃபோர்த் உபாசனா, விச் இஸ் குண விசிஷ்ட உபாசனா, மெடிடேஷன் அப்பான் தி லார்ட் ஆஸ் என்டோர்ட் வித் லாட் ஆஃப் க்ளோரிஸ், வெர்ச்சுவோஸ், குணா. ஸோ விபூதீஸ் ஆர் க்ளோரிஸ். ஸோ அனந்த கல்யாண குணசம்பன்ன ஈஸ்வரா, ஒன் மெடிடேட்ஸ் அப்பான் தட் ஈஸ்வர. How do we know that Ishvara is glorious? We have to again go back to the story where we understood Agni's burning power or Vayu's lifting power. They do not belong to them. Both of them thought they belong to them, but only in front of Yaksha they understood where the real power lies, which is Ishvara. So Agni's Dahana Shakti, the burning power, and Vayu's Adana Shakti, the lifting power, they all belong to Yaksha only. And this has to be extended to everything in creation. Actually, if you take the Vibhuti Yoga in the 10th chapter, Buddhir Buddhimatam Asmi Tejas Tejasvi Namaham Balam Balavatam Asmi Kamaraga Vivarjitam. So, and also again the 7th chapter, Rasoham Apsukaunteya Prabhasmi Shashi Surya Yoho Pranava Sarva Vedesho Shabdakke Purushau Trushu Purusham Nrushum. So, these are all again the glory of the Lord, the burning power of fire, lighting power of sun. In fact, in daily Sandhyavandana Karma also, in the glorious Gayatri Mantra, what do we say? Tat Savituhu Varenyam Bargaha. That brilliance, Varenyam Bargaha, in the sun belongs to the Lord. So, in the form of Savituhu Bargaha, Surya Tejas, we worship the Lord only. So, similarly, we have to extend to everything else. And in the 10th chapter, Lord says again, if you have to enumerate every glory of mine, we can never conclude in this webinar, in several webinars also. Yadyad vibhuti matsatvam srimad urjitamevava tatta devava devava gachatvam mama tejomsa sambhavam. Anything glorious anywhere, that glory belongs to me. For that Upanishad uses the word tad vanam. Vanam means pujyatvam, adorability, mahatmyam, vibhuti, mahima. In this context, vanam is not forest, but pujya yogyata, van dhatu. Dhatu is one to worship, and vanam means vananiyam, pujaniyam. And tadvanam means tesham, devatanam, vanam, the adorability belonging to every devata. Tad means devata. So all those adorability belongs to the Lord only. Not only among the devas, even among manushyas. If anyone is glorious in any field, that glory belongs to the Lord only. So meditate upon this fact by using the word tadvanam. This is a new title to the Lord. Adorable in all. So tadvanam iti upasitavyam. One should meditate upon the Lord as the glory in everyone. Tadvanam nama. Nama means prasiddhi. Well known, very well known. So the Lord is known as the glory in all. This is the fourth upasana called Guna Visishta Upasana. And for this upasana, the Upanishad gives the palam also and says, you have to apply the general rule for any form of worship. In whatever form you worship, you will get the benefit in that form. For example, if you worship the Lord as omniscient, then the benefit one gets will be jnana, because omniscient means all knowledgeable, because the meditation is upon the Lord as endowed with all knowledge. If one worships the Lord as omnipotent, then one will get shakti. And if one meditates upon the Lord as glorious one, one will get adorable among one's group. What does it mean? Everybody will be after that person. Or, and so the Upanishad says, yaha yetati evam veda, whoever meditates upon Yaksha as the glorious one, as the attractive one, as the charming one, then the palam will be sarvani bhutani abhi samvanchanti. All the other people, they will get interested in that person. They will love him or her, their company all the time. Mantra 7. ఉపనిషదంభో బ్రూహీతి ఉక్తాత ఉపనిషత్ బ్రాహ్మీం వావత ఉపనిషదం అబ్రూమేతి. సో ద టీచర్ హ్యాస్ కంప్లీటెడ్ ది ఫస్ట్ రేంజ్ ఆఫ్ సాధనాస్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ 4 టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసనాస్ మెంట్ ఫార్ ఏ మధ్యమ అధికారి. ద ఉత్తమ అధికారి, యు నో, ఆఫ్టర్ ది ఫస్ట్ 2 చాప్టర్స్ హీ హస్ గాట్ బ్రహ్మ విద్య, హీ డజన్ హావ్ టు గో టు 3rd చాప్టర్ అట్ ఆల్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ఫర్ ద మధ్యమ అధికారి. సో ఇఫ్ బట్ ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ ఇస్ నాట్ అ మధ్యమ అధికారి ఆల్సో అండ్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ఎక్స్ట్రావర్ట్, ఫార్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ హీ ఈస్ అ మంద అధికారి, ది ఉపాసనాస్ విల్ నాట్ వర్క్. సో ఫార్ హిమ్ ద ఉపనిషత్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్స్ కర్మయోగ, బీ సెల్ఫ్లెస్లీ బిసీ కర్మ. సో కర్మయోగ సాధన ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు బి గివన్ హియర్. బట్ బిఫోర్ దాట్ వన్ స్టూడెంట్, యు నో, హీ జస్ట్ రేసెస్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్, ప్లీజ్ టీచ్ మీ ద ఉపనిషత్. ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ దీస్ హీ ఈస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ద టీచర్ ప్లీజ్ టీచ్ మీ ద ఉపనిషత్. రియలీ హీ ఈస్ అ మందాధికారి ఓన్లీ. బో గురోహో ఉపనిషదం బ్రూహి. బో గురోహో, ఓ టీచర్, ప్లీజ్ టీచ్ ద బ్రహ్మ విద్య ఉపనిషత్. అండ్ ద టీచర్ వితౌట్ గెట్టింగ్ యాంగ్రీ, వితౌట్ గెట్టింగ్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేటెడ్, హీ సేస్ తే ఉపనిషత్ ఉక్తా, ఐ హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ టాట్ ద ఉపనిషత్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ 2 చాప్టర్స్, దెన్ ఐ ఆల్సో గేవ్ అ స్టోరీ, సో ఐ హ్యావ్ కంప్లీటెడ్ మై టీచింగ్. అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషత్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టాట్ యూ? బ్రాహ్మీం ఉపనిషదం అబ్రూమ. ద ఉపనిషత్ దాట్ డీల్ విత్ బ్రహ్మన్, బికాస్ ద వర్డ్ ఉపనిషత్, ఉపనిషత్ మీన్స్ సీక్రెట్ టీచింగ్, రహస్యం ఉపనిషత్. ఈవెన్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపాసనాస్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ ఉపనిషత్ సిన్స్ దే ఆర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ సీక్రెట్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, యూనో, శ్రీ విద్యా ఉపాసన, ఇట్స్ నాట్ టాట్ పబ్లిక్లీ. ఈవెన్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ ది తంత్రశాస్త్రాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో సీక్రెట్ టీచింగ్ ఓన్లీ. సో ద వర్డ్ ఉపనిషత్ మీన్స్ ఎనీ సీక్రెట్ టీచింగ్, అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ద టీచర్ స్పెసిఫైస్ హియర్, ఐ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ యూ ద సీక్రెట్ టీచింగ్ విచ్ డీల్స్ విత్ బ్రహ్మన్, ది అల్టిమేట్ ట్రూత్. సో బ్రాహ్మీం, బ్రహ్మ విషయం ఉపనిషదం అబ్రూమ. అండ్ వీ హ్ ఆల్రెడీ టాట్, యునో, ఇన్ డీడ్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ థింక్ యూ హెవ్ నాట్ అండర్స్టూడ్, హీ ఈస్ టెల్లింగ్ దట్ స్టూడెంట్, ఇఫ్ యూ థింక్ యూ హెవ్ నాట్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ద ఉపనిషద్, యూ నీడ్ నాట్ ఫీల్ బ్యాడ్ అట్ ఆల్ అబౌట్ ఇట్, బికాస్ ఇఫ్ అ పర్టిక్యులర్ స్టూడెంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్స్, దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్, హీ హాస్ ఆల్రెడీ డన్ ద ప్రిపరేటరీ సాధనాస్ ఎయిదర్ ఇన్ దిస్ జన్మ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ జన్మ. ఫార్ హిమ్ ద ఉపనిషద్ విల్ బి ఈజీ. సో యూ డోంట్ ఫీల్ బ్యాడ్, యూ కెన్ ఆల్సో ప్రిపేర్ లైక్ హిమ్. ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ ఫర్దర్ ఎ సాధన ఆల్సో, అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద సాధనాస్ ఎ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ టు ఫాలో టు ప్రిపేర్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్, దట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ ఎన్యూమరేటెడ్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర. తస్యై తపోదమః కర్మేతి ప్రతిష్ట వేదాః సర్వాంగాని సత్యమాయతనం. హీ సేస్ ఇఫ్ ది ఉపనిషత్ బిల్డింగ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి కన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్, ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ కన్స్ట్రక్ట్ ది బిల్డింగ్ ఉపనిషత్, ఇట్ రిక్వైర్స్ ఎ గుడ్ ఫౌండేషన్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ ద వేదాస్ ద ఉపనిషత్ ఈస్ కెప్ట్ అట్ ద ఎండ్, వేద అంతః, వేదాంత. సో ఇండికేటింగ్ ద వేద పూర్వభాగ, ద ప్రయర్ పోర్షన్ ఈస్ ది ఫౌండేషన్. అండ్ వాట్ డస్ ద ఫౌండేషన్ కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్? ఫార్ ది బ్రహ్మ విద్యా బిల్డింగ్, ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ కన్స్ట్రక్ట్ అ బ్రహ్మ విద్యా బిల్డింగ్, ద ఫౌండేషన్స్ ఫాలోయింగ్. దర్ ఆర్ ఎ ఫ్యూ బ్రిక్స్ ఆర్ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్. తపః, తపః ఈస్ ఎ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ మోడరేషన్, డిసిప్లిన్డ్ లైఫ్, అవాయిడ్ ఎక్సెసెస్, ఇండల్జెన్సెస్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్. యాక్చువల్లీ కృష్ణ, యూనో, హీ సేస్ ఇన్ ది 6th చాప్టర్, యూనో, యుక్తాహార విహారస్య యుక్తచేష్టస్య కర్మసు యుక్త స్వప్నావబోధస్య యోగోభవతి దుఃఖ. ఈవెన్ ఫర్ ఫుడ్ డిసిప్లిన్, ఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దర్ షుడ్ బి మోడరేషన్, ఈటింగ్ అండ్ ఫాస్టింగ్, స్లీపింగ్ అండ్ వేకింగ్, టాకింగ్ అండ్ మౌనం, యాక్షన్, రెస్ట్, ఇన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యూస్ మోడరేషన్. తపః, తపః, డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ తపః, వీ హవ్ ఆల్రెడీ గివెన్ ఇట్ ఎర్లియర్, విల్ఫుల్ సెల్ఫ్ డినయల్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ వాట్, మై మాస్టరీ ఓవర్ మై ఓన్ ఆర్గన్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ విల్ఫుల్ సెల్ఫ్ డినయల్. ఆల్ ది వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ హియర్. అండ్ దమః, నెక్స్ట్, సెన్స్ కంట్రోల్, సెన్సరీ డిసిప్లిన్, నాట్ సప్రెషన్. ఇట్ షుడ్ బి బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్, నాట్ వేవరింగ్ ఆల్సో. వన్ షుడ్ మేనేజ్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ వెరీ వెల్. దెన్ కర్మ, కర్మ రెఫర్స్ టు పెర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ డ్యూటీస్, స్వధర్మ అనుష్ఠానం ఆర్ పెర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ రిలీజియస్ యాక్షన్స్ మెంట్ ఫార్ స్పిరిచువల్ గ్రోత్. దే విల్ నాట్ గివ్ మనీ, దే మే నాట్ గివ్ నేమ్ ఫేమ్, నో టాంజిబుల్ బెనిఫిట్ అట్ ఆల్ పర్హాప్స్, బట్ దే గివ్ ది యాక్చువల్ చిత్తశుద్ధి. దెన్ వేదాహ, వేదాహ ది వేదిక్ స్టడీ, both parayanam of the Vedas and also analysis, inquiry. And the most important value is satyam, truthfulness, honesty, integrity. Actually, in Mundaka Upanishad, we are going to see it later. Satyam eva jayate nanritam satyena panta vitato devayanaha yena akraman rishayo hyaptakamam yatra tat satyasa paramam nidhanam. Mundaka Upanishad says, satyam is emphasized in all Upanishads. Here, the Upanishad is comparing self-knowledge to a cow. These sadhanas are compared to the legs of the Brahma Vidya cow. And the main body of the cow is Vedaha. Sarva Angani, body, limbs, head and all those. And for the Brahma Vidya cow, the shed, there's a cow shed. That is Satyam Ayatanam. Truthfulness is the shed in which the Brahma Vidya knowledge is well protected. That means once truthfulness goes away, the teaching is not, Brahma Vidya teaching is not protected anymore. It will run away. Vedanta Jnanam will not come or stay with an untruthful person. Therefore, Satyameva Jayate. So with this, the sadhanas are prescribed for the Manda Adhikari also. So the three levels are what? Manda Adhikari, Karma Yoga. Madhyama Adhikari, Upasanas. Uttama Adhikari, Jnana Yoga. So this is the entire teaching. And the Upanishad is now concluded in the last mantra we will read. Yo vayeta mevam veda pahatya papmanam anante swarge loke jeye pratitishtati pratitishtati. Therefore, what should everyone do? The Upanishad does not have a uniform advice because all the people are not the same level. There are Manda Adhikaris, Madhyama Adhikaris, Uttama Adhikaris. So the teaching also is different in keeping with the Adhikari. Therefore, a Manda Adhikari should predominantly practice Karma Yoga. And Upasana and Jnanam also should be attempted. He cannot say, I won't do that. He should try to attempt. Because when you know that you are prepared. And for a Madhyama Adhikari, if he is already prepared, Upasana is practiced. And that is why in the ashramas also, Grahastha ashrama is karma pradhana. Vanaprastha ashrama is upasana pradhana. And sannyasa ashrama is jnana pradhana. And when we say pradhana, it is used in the sense that all the three are there. Karma, upasana, jnana, marga, all of them are there in all the ashramas. But only the proportion varies. So everyone has to go through all the three. Karma yoga, upasana and jnana yoga. And if one does that, there is no choice in that. And there is no choice in the order also. One cannot say, I will do Upasana first, then Karma Yoga next. Or Jnana Yoga is appealing to me first, I will do that, then Karma Yoga later. No. Karma Yoga, Upasana, Jnana Yoga, Jnanam. That is the only path. There is no choice in that. So, yaha, evam, etam veda. Suppose one knows this teaching, evam. Evam means that is important, in this way, in this manner, that is very important. I am that Brahman who is ever evident in the form of what? Consciousness. When? In and through every thought, every action. That is what is revealed here in the third chapter, Pratibodha Viditam Matam. Very important shloka I already mentioned. It is neither a known object nor it is unknown object. Because it is not object at all. Known and unknown comes only when there is an object. It is not an object at all. It is a very subject, I, which is ever evident. Iti evam. Evam means in this manner. If a person knows, actually the adverb evam is very important. Then what is the phalam for this jnanam? Papmanam apahatya. He will destroy all his papas. Sarvam jnana plave naiva. Vrijinam santarishyasi. Krishna said in the fourth chapter. All the papams. Papams actually consists of three things. When we say papam. One is the result of all bad action is papam. And punyam also is papam. The result of all good actions. From the Vedantic angle, punyam also is papam. Why? Because punyam also leads to what? Punarapi jananam maranam cycle. So punya rupa papam, papa rupa papam. And what is the third papam? Both these, punya and papa, both are born out of self-ignorance. And that ignorance is the original sin, the fundamental problem, that is ajnanam. That is the third problem. So self-knowledge will destroy all these three. Tatha vidvan punya papati vimuktaha niranjanaha paramam samyam upaiti. He will go beyond punyam, papam and ajnanam. Therefore, papmanam. Punya papa ajnanani apahatya, destroyed. Then swarge loke pratitishtati, he will be established in swargaloka. And what do you mean by swargaloka? Swargaloka is supposed to be punya palam, right? When a person does punya, he is supposed to go to swargaloka. But here, after destroying punyam, where is the swargaloka here? Therefore, Shankaracharya, he says, in this context, swargaloka, swarga means param brahma. It is not the swargaloka, but brahman itself. Swarge loke brahmani. And what type of brahman? Jaye, the superior most, the ultimate. And that alone indicates that swargaloka is brahman. Otherwise, the adjective jaye cannot be used. The jaye, that adjective cannot be used. Because jaye means the greatest superlative degree. And swargaloka is the great, is not the greatest, because there are other lokas, but only Brahman is the greatest. And so, he is well established in that Brahman. Brahmanishtaha bhavati. That is the phalam. He knows that he is never away from Brahman. Brahma bhavati. And the word pratishtati is also is repeated to indicate that this phalam is definite. He will definitely get established in Brahman. And the repetition also indicates the conclusion of the Upanishad. Actually, you know, today only we have got all these writings and the tape recorders and all. In oral tradition those days, the end is indicated by repetition of the last word. With this, the fourth chapter and also the Keno Upanishad is concluded. I may take maybe another 10 minutes to give a small summary of this chapter, of this Keno Upanishad, so that we can go to the next topic in the next webinar.